the sound of grief was heard all across China. For several minutes at the exact time in the afternoon the quake struck in Sichuan province 1 week ago, cars stopped and blared their horns. Chinese people came out on the streets and bowed their heads in remembrance of the quake victims. One Beijing shopkeeper said he paid his respects even though he has no friends or relatives in Sichuan, which is 1,500 kilometers away. It is not so far away, he says. We all feel their sadness. We all have the same emotions. One 11-year-old student said she hopes people in the quake zone can get their lives back together. She says she hopes they can also rebuild their homes and unite together to overcome the disaster. This optimism is easier said than done, though. As Chinese around the world grieve for the victims of the quake, official news reports indicated that the casualties may now include relief workers. China's official Xinhua News Agency reports that mudslides in the past few days have buried more than 200 relief workers who have been repairing roads around Wenchuan near the quake's epicenter. China's Seismological Bureau experts finished reviewing data from last week's quake and have revised its magnitude upward to 8 on the Richter scale. Monday marks the beginning of 3 days of nationwide mourning. During this time, the Olympic torch relay has been suspended and all public entertainment has been canceled. And despite the passage of time, rescuers have still been able to find survivors. Official media report that on Monday, at least 2 women were pulled out of the rubble alive. Stephanie Hao, VOA News, Beijing.